Mall cats all day.
I bet it is. But speak for all young people. Don't you think that if there's really going to be a revolution in this country, we can't actually just be tweeting and blogging and phoning, that people actually have to get to the streets and throw bricks through windows?
Yeah, seriously? Actually, yes.
Yeah, actually, I'm serious. It doesn't have to be some shattering of the system. And I hope my side wins as opposed to your side. But doesn't there have to be some sort of shatter? The Tea Party came close, but they didn't get violent as much as they were accused of it. Don't you think there has to be some sort of violent revolution in America for anything to get better?
Or just blood in the streets. That's what my show is advocating for.
No, but don't you think that... Just talking about having a different kind of television show...
You make a very important point. Look, I was in charge of Arab Spring policy when I ran this office of the Office of Global Youth Issues.
You're responsible for the Arab Spring?
For all mess-ups in the Arab Spring. Yes, I ran the Arab Spring. No, you know, I ran the Office of Global Youth Issues at the State Department, which was our sort of youth revolutions think tank and policy fomenting shop. I'm not saying everything we did worked, but we created it partly because there was this story going around of social media as a panacea and Twitter will save us. And in some way, Twitter and Facebook will obscure the fact that sometimes we as a country backed the bad guys and sometimes people don't like us for that. And there's a long history of that and a long history of being out of touch with my generation. I think I feel it. I think Americans around the country feel it. And I think people around the world feel it. You are absolutely right that no amount of blogging or tweeting will supplant real action in the real world, and it can't also cover up a lack of real policy action that caters to a generation. So I think that these are all important tools to communicate, but they are not a replacement.
No, you, as I said, you finished high school at 11?
11.
You finished high school at 11. You finished college at 15. You went off to law school at 16. You got a TV show at 26. When is your midlife crisis?
The 30s, the golden 30s, my retirement era.
Well, Ronan, thank you so much for joining me. Ronan Farrow, the show.